Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. And today, it's a Wednesday for It's a Wrap Wednesday, the second half. And tonight, we're going to bring you the director of CCHR, Citizens Commission for Human Rights, Reverend Frederick Shaw. Hi, Reverend Frederick. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing today?
I am doing really, really good. Happy holidays.
Well, happy holidays to you and to all of your audience, and in all of this that we're going through, let's try to find something to be thankful for.
Oh, yes, definitely, definitely. Now, we're going to get right into it, everyone, and I'm going to say this before we even start. If you have any questions and want to ask Reverend Frederick Shaw any questions or any of us, feel free to call in at 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596. Or you can email us at info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.com. Excuse me, .org. That's info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. And we are willing to take your requests and make any information available to you. So we're going to go right into this, Reverend Frederick. Tell us how we can cope better. Tell us what we need to do, the steps, even especially during this hard time during the holiday season.
Well, you know, one of the things that's interesting about most people is that we have dreams. We have ambitions. We have things that we never even get to in life. And we want to be able to accomplish those goals, but life has never given us the chance to really get into it like we need to. Well, this is a great time. If a person wants to be a writer, an artist, they want to learn the piano, they want to do any of those types of things. If you just love watching basketball but never actually play, it's a good time to try to go and find a secluded little spot on the playground and practice shooting. You can walk around your community and look at the flowers and the plants and take in the beauty of the sky and in the area in which you live. There's things that we can do other than sitting at home watching negative news or getting glued to the TV all day, every day. Expand your mind, reach out, and touch things and do things that you hadn't had a chance to do.
Yes, I completely agree. I think this is more about mental preservation than anything, because at the end of the day, you've come into the world by yourself and you will leave by yourself. So I think this is good preparation for you to be mentally sound and mentally strong. A lot of people, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people tend to be codependent, even though we as humans are interdependent. But learning how to be on your own and deal with your own monsters and demons is a feat within itself. That's really your life purpose. And helping others come second. You are here to evolve and do more on your own, because if you don't have yourself together, you can't help anyone else.
You know, also is, we don't look at a time like this as a chance to get our spiritual selves together, to make amends with people or to take advantage of speaking to people that we haven't spoke to that we do like and love, our cousins, our distant relatives that we know. There is so much that you can do other than being closed in and having your mind pushed down upon you with the tragedy of everything, when we can look at the possibilities of life. And this is the message that I've been telling people and stuff, and have been elevating people to a different way of consciousness. Almost everybody I know at one time thought of writing a book, but they never wanted to take the time. This is the time to do it. You know, I wrote a whole novel once. I was in pain a lot from diabetes, and it would keep me up at night, not be in pain and stuff, but I just start writing. And it's a funny thing. Sometimes you even forget the pain is there. You know, so we can look outward. We can reach outward. We can spiritually handle ourselves. We can reach out to those in our family that need us and need to talk to us or hear from us, so we can make their whole day talking to a relative or a friend. Those are the things that if we practice them right now, we would still be too busy to worry about the pandemic itself.
That's right. I agree with that. There are so many people living in a frivolous state, and they're not being open. They're not waking up to what this is actually giving them, even if they're going through the worst part, losing a job, losing a home. All of it is preparation for something bigger. All of it is. But it's all about your perception. Perception is key. And we've previously talked about that. We've talked about that just in general. It's all about your perception. So thank you for giving us little pieces of, you know, just I would call it little nuggets of divine light to guide us in how we're supposed to take on and handle being on curfew, quarantine, and dealing with COVID-19 as a whole. Because some people, you don't want to fill any holes with devices. You want to be as productive as you possibly can. Do you have any other ways that people can reach out and do things, not just for other people, but for themselves?
Well, you know, the exercise that people could do that will also refresh in your mind and get your body moving. You can do that diet and exercise program that you wanted, and take the vitamins to get your body in overall good health. We can just keep, but let me, don't underestimate the power of helping someone else. Today I got there a little late because I was working, but I went to help pass out food to people who are having difficult problems. Sometimes when you're having a difficult problem and you go out and help somebody else, the solution to your problem gets handled. Because there was a lady about a month ago who was passing out food, and she said, "Ooh, I love doing this work, and then God always blessed me with a big basket that I need for my family." That's the way you have to think. Everything is off in the mind and the spirit. And we can take the worst situation sometimes and make them. Look at people who have lost their children through violence and stuff, who then save the lives of 100 children by going out and teaching the message and explaining the pain and telling people that you don't want to go through that. We can find ways. You know, if you want to write a Western, then get on television. We'll start watching Westerns and taking notes. And then start formulating your own story. I mean, these things take time, but they can be fun. And in the story, you can address the issues that you're having and work them out through the characters. And there's nothing more fun when the characters start guiding you in a book instead of you developing them.
Mm-hmm. I agree. There are so many people who are, you know, attempting to do this and they feel stuck. There is always a root cause and is linked to something. And that's in self-discovery. If you monitor the time and take time to do the things that you said and do it properly, though, if you're feeling stuck and you're trying to get out of it, there is always going to be a cause and effect situation. So I agree with all of that, people. If you are feeling that way, even if you just want to talk sometimes, if you want to talk about your movie ideas, your book ideas, that book can turn into a movie. So always call in to Cleopatra Memphis Studios and we can talk about it. We are here for you. It's Education for the Arts. We're always going to have Reverend Frederick Shaw here to discuss mental health, your spiritual health, and leading the way of activism and the right way for the world to be. So I want to say thank you, Reverend Shaw, for everything you've told us. We're going to definitely make sure our students and our audience put it into practice.
Well, I just want to thank you. You have been there at the end of the year. You are to look for your accommodation. People who are members of the task force, if they did several acts to benefit the task force and stuff, you have had me on your show numerous times, and you qualify. So I just want you to be recognized for being the hero that you are.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's a blessing to be able to have the platform and to know you and to work with the wonderful people with you and to continue to, I call it God's work. I call it a divine work, because all of this is for us to help others. So thank you so much for that.
God bless you.
God bless you too, and happy Thanksgiving and happy holidays.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye, Reverend Frederick. All right, people. We are moving on to Mind Your Business Weekly and selecting the right kind of help. You have to select the right kind of help, and if you do that, you can get guidance. Sometimes you can't help yourself. Therefore, you have to have someone help you and put you on the right path. So even if you don't have the right resources at the time, you can be directed there. So Mind Your Business Weekly is about developing a plan to seek the right type of help, because this will help your business. And if your mental health is intact, you can have a business, and a successful one, because everybody, like Frederick Shaw said, gets stuck at times. Everybody may not know how to utilize their time the best. So selecting the right help can put you on the right track to do so. And we have films that discuss this. We have writers' rooms that help put this together, so we can have a manuscript so you can see it on screen. That's what this is all about, people. So I want you to enjoy the holidays. Remember, you are loved. You are not alone. Someone cares for you, even if you don't know it yet. You are divine. You're a wonderful being, a beautiful being, and we are all here together to support and help you. Tune in to Cleopatra Memphis Studios every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. And also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Cleopatra Memphis Studios and Cleopatra Memphis. So until next time, people, I want you to do what? Always be great.